Welcome to episode 12 of Women Writing Men. This is part two of Knots and Crosses by Mallory Blackman.
And I'm still here.
Mariah's been here the whole time.
We're finishing up the story.
Yeah, so Mariah, do you want to give
a brief recap of what we've already covered? Okay, so if you guys listen to episode 11, you know that we have.
God, I hope they haven't like just skipped to part two.
Part one, you mean?
Yeah, like they skip part one and they're just like, yeah, I'll just start hang out part for the second two. Half.
Okay, so if you are if you haven't listened to episode 11, you have to go back and listen to episode 11. Basically, this is a story about Seffi, who is a black teenager. And Callum, who is a white teenager, growing up in this alternate reality. And it's alternate reality because the racism is reversed. The blacks are the privileged race, and the whites are the inferior, the former slaves, now facing, you know, just racism on the daily.
On the daily.
Basically, they are best friends. They're really struggling to be best friends in this society. We've just ended, they're at the same school, but, Seffi's mom has just tried to kill herself, for like reasons about husbands and cheating and alcoholism, and Callum's sister just killed herself.
Successfully.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why.
Thank you.
And everyone's just really miserable. Mm-hmm. And then there is a bombing by this group called the Liberation Militia, who is trying to fight for equality through violence.
Like for not rights.
For not rights.
Knots are the white people. Yes. Crosses are the black people.
Yes. And it was basically Callum's father and brother who set the bomb.
And yeah, it's pretty rough times. But Callum and Seffi have just kissed on the beach.
Yes. Because they're still finding a way to return to each other.
Yeah.
And want to be with each other.
Yeah.
Through all of their hardships.
So Callum gets home from the beach and his house is raided. I thought this was, like, a good way to, like, you know, we leave on, like, this one note and then we jump in on the raid. And then it, like, flashes back to Seffi and she's like, wow, I really like Callum. I want to, like, I'm going to go away to boarding school to, like, get away from this really negative atmosphere that I'm living with at home.
The only thing that keeps her is Callum. And she talks about how he confused, like,
He really confuses her.
Yeah, he's like, sometimes he seems so mad at me, but then he just wants to kiss. Yeah, that's pretty confusing. I get it, girl.
And her mom is like, don't leave. You're the only light in my world.
Ugh, yeah. Mother, poor woman.
Yeah. So Callum is being really difficultly questioned by the police.
Very unfairly as well.
Yes.
I was like, again, this is what happens in our world. I watched a documentary about this. They like, there was no parent present, no lawyer present. They left him in this room for hours and hours trying to entrap him. Mm-hmm. So wrong.
Yes. And so they want Jude for the fingerprint or for the bombing because they found a fingerprint in the trash can where the bomb was left. And it was Jude's, which they got from the hospital ID from when the mom went to the hospital.
So angry.
So they issue a reward for Jude's capture.
$50,000.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money.
And they'll hang him when they find him. So then the dad ends up taking the fall for the bombing because they tell him that they've already got Jude.
And so the dad's like, I'll confess, so Jude lives. And they're like, they don't have Jude. These lying scumbags.
Yeah.
My comment was, this is all illegal.
So Callum and his mom have to go find a lawyer.
And they have no money. They're poor.
And so they find this guy, Mr. Stanhope. Mm-hmm. And they go into his law office and it's like really garbagey looking in the lobby. Mm-hmm. But then his office is like quite nice. Mm-hmm. And he's like, because I'm a not lawyer, when, like, crosses prefer to see me looking like I'm struggling.
It's better for business.
Yeah. But the dad is definitely going to hang for the bombing, which Jude definitely did do the bombing.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely
planted
it.
Like, the dad's like, you know, I built the bomb in the house, and yeah. just Jude was touching all the stuff, and that's, yeah. Like, Jude was touching bomb gear.
And he had no idea. Yeah, so Steffi, like, sees all this happening on TV, because, like, the Callum's dad is being, like, named as the bomber. And so she's determined to disprove it.
Yeah, wait, I have some quotes about this. Let me just find them. So first is, when they declare on the news that he's the bomber and the murderer, Minnie says, his whole family should hang, not just him.
Minnie.
I was like, whoa.
Minnie.
Lady.
Really?
And then, you know, Steffi goes, we were friends with them. We know these people. They didn't
do, I know. Like, I was surprised that, like, Minnie and Jude have zero connection and they just hate.
Yeah, like, they should be around the same age.
Yeah.
But they don't. Anyways, their mom is there for all of this, too. And Minnie and Steffi are fighting about, that's not fair. Like, that's not kind. That's not nice. And then both their mom, Mrs. Hadley, says to Steffi, it's time you learned that if you lie down with dogs, you're bound to get fleas.
So meanwhile, an anonymous benefactor gets them a cross lawyer, and the benefactor won't tell them who they are, and so Callum assumes it's Steffi.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, she's like 15.
Like, how did she get this? Where did she get, like,
yeah,
did she, like, steal all of this money? Like,
yeah, it was weird. So Steffi's dad comes home because there's this insane trial happening.
Not because of his family, because he's got to make sure that Ryan does hang.
Yeah. Callum gets expelled.
Well, he doesn't actually. He gets suspended, and he's like, you know, if things settle down, you can come back. And Callum's thinking, like, things are never going to settle down. I'm never coming back. So he quits school.
Yeah.
After commenting that almost everyone, the other four kids, one was expelled for, like,
nothing.
She was expelled for, like, retaliating when someone was, like, actually doing something to her. And yeah. the other guy got, like, talking to. And yeah. she got expelled. And then the other guy, I can't remember why he left.
I don't know. But
dumb reasons. Yeah. Reasons that none of the crosses were leaving school for, yeah. I will say.
Yeah, Callum is like, I'm done with school. He like slams the door very triumphantly, I think.
He does. And the guy's like, you get back here. And Callum's like, I don't have to because he's not my teacher. Like, yeah. he can't punish me anymore. I have another comment about just the whole entire school experience.
Oh, sure, go.
Now that it's over.
Now that school's done for Callum.
When he went to school, his dad told him, you're going to represent all us Knots. And this is something I hear talked about a lot. Like, when you are, like,
part of a marginalized group.
And you end up in a situation where you are the only one of that group, you now must be the representative of your race and show
that you're, like, better.
That you're wrong about us.
Yeah.
And Callum, like, his immediate comment in his head was, why do I have to represent all of us? Why can't I just represent me? Yeah. And I don't know what it feels like to have to represent an entire race.
But it feels like a lot of pressure.
It feels like a lot of pressure. And finally, in this last moment, he thought it too. He thought, I have to do the right thing. I have to walk out here calmly. I have to represent my race well. And then he was like, I don't.
I really want to slam the door.
And he didn't, and I liked it.
So yeah, meanwhile, Steffi tells Minnie, like, she's like, I really need to get out of this house. And Minnie is supportive of this.
Because Minnie's like, I need to get out of this house. We gotta go.
We gotta go, because mom and dad are not good, especially mom. But Minnie is a little closer with her mother, and so she's like, I don't know if I can leave. I don't know. But yeah, Minnie's, like, trying to convince their dad to let them go to these boarding schools or, like, get away, basically. Mm-hmm. And she also tells Steffi that she's noticed that Steffi's been drinking.
And she's like, don't become mom.
Yeah. And Steffi's like, I won't. Yeah. So Callum's trial's happening. Callum sees his dad at the trial and his dad's been beaten. And the dad pleads not guilty.
Yeah. On all counts.
Yeah.
And the Knots freak out. There's like a little cheering happening.
Yeah.
But you know it's not going to go well.
Yeah, Steffi gets subpoenaed.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, Okay, so at the trial.
Why? What's funny? I'm like,
oh, okay, you're not. This is stupid.
Okay.
They list off Ryan McGregor's full name. Mm-hmm. His full name is Ryan Callum McGregor.
Oh.
You know what Callum's full name is?
Callum Ryan
McGregor.
I knew that Callum's full name is Callum Ryan McGregor.
Okay, but I was like, why the heck did they name... They had another son. One Jude got no names, and Callum only got his dad's names. I was like, why?
That's funny. I didn't notice that. I knew Callum's name.
Yeah. It just... It annoyed me. Like, I was like, what are you doing, guys? Like, it should be Jude Ryan, and then...
Callum whatever.
Yeah.
Callum Bobby Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, I really like the naming in this book, except it just, I don't know, it bothers me so much.
You know what
so
I just
much.
Realized, too? Sorry, thinking about more names. Callum and... Callum is Callum's name, and her dad's name is Camel. Which are, like, really similar. They're, like, it's the my name is Lord Voldemort thing. Switch the words around and you get Callum out of Camel.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's what happens when you do the dad's name. You switch the words around and then it's his son's name. Anyways.
Okay, keep going. So first Callum takes
Callum's testifying, and they have footage of him rushing Sniffy outside yes. in a huge hurry.
Yes, pulling her and dragging her. They're like, "Why? Where were you going?" And he is like, "Uh-oh."
Yeah.
Because he's already lied on the stand. He has said, "They're not in the Liberation Militia." Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And now he's like, "Now I have to really lie."
Yeah. And the dad's lawyer is like, oh, he needed to hurry because the mom doesn't like him.
Yes.
And he knows that Seffi's mom doesn't like him.
Yes. And she did so well because she basically was like, well, what if Seffi's mom had been there? What would you have done? He's like, oh, you know, I would have waited till she was gone. Yeah. I wasn't in that big of a rush.
Yeah. It's very, they do a good job. The kids do. So yeah. Seffi then takes the stand and she knows that she needs to corroborate
Callum's story.
So she's like, yeah. He just really wanted to show me something.
Yes. And he was outside. I don't know what it was. He doesn't know what it was. I'm like, of course they wouldn't remember what it
was.
Yeah,
there was a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so the jury is pretty sketched by their story still. Yes. Like, they're like, that's an odd coincidence that, like, 5 minutes before the bomb goes off, you're like, come on, let's leave. Until this cross police officer gets interviewed and... The lawyer, like, found him, and I'm like, how the heck did she find him? But he corroborates the same thing, because he asked, like, when they were rushing out of the building.
If Seffi was okay.
Yeah, because she was being, like, dragged off by this knot.
Which is suspect.
Yeah, and so he, like, asked about it, and she was like, oh, he just wants to show me something.
Which is exactly, I reread the book,
yeah.
And so when I was looking for it, I was like, yep, that's exactly what she said.
Yes.
So I was like, yes, yeah. There's hope. How much hope? Not too much.
That's Seffi and Callum see each other there, and then they don't see much of each other for a while.
Yeah, because while this whole trial is going on, Callum and his mom have moved out of their house because they're getting death threats. People are throwing bricks in their windows, and then they burn their house to the ground.
Lovely. And I don't think they've seen Jude at all.
No, he's in hiding because he's still got the $50,000 thing on his head.
Yeah. And so Callum, like, wants to thank Seffi for the lawyer, but they, like, imply that she's not the one who paid for it or something.
Well, she says, like, she is, like, watching this trial and going, I wish I could have helped, but I didn't know how.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, it wasn't her.
Yeah.
Who was it? Clearly it wasn't her.
Yeah, and then, so Seffi's parents are like, all right, time to get dressed up. We're going out. Both her parents are there. And so she's
like, put on your fanciest dress.
And she's like, okay, and puts on this dress, and they like load her into the car, and then they go to Callum's dad's execution.
Because he's guilty. Guilty on all counts. Took them an hour to decide.
Yeah.
Guilty on all counts. And now she's just having to sit in the front row of Ryan's execution.
Yeah. Also, this is another low-key thing I noticed. the freaking announcer is like, ladies and gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen and knots, welcome. Like, they're a whole separate layer below.
And the knots are crowded in and have to stand, and the crosses are sitting on...
on nice seats that Steffi really doesn't want to be at.
She tries to leave, and her mom slaps her in front of everyone and is like, sit down and watch.
Yeah. And then they end up staying the dad's execution, like, right at the last moment.
Yeah, I wonder... well, I mean, I guess the lawyer did a good job.
Yeah. So, yeah, then some stuff happens. Steffi fights with her mom.
Because she's like, how dare you take me there? You enjoyed it. You were watching.
And then the mom's like, who do you think paid for that fancy lawyer?
It was me.
Because she still... She was friends with Maggie. And they did care about each other. And I actually had a brief moment where I was like, what if... the person that Steffi's mom was having an affair with was Ryan.
No.
But I was like, she like cared about Maggie, so it wasn't.
Yeah.
But still. So yeah, the lawyer's like, I'm going to get him out of prison for life because he's definitely going to be in prison for life. And the dad is like kind of disappointed that he didn't die.
Yeah.
And
he was like, I was done. I accepted I was dying and now I have to...
And admittedly, his family is in shambles. Like,
yes. He doesn't this have is much the reason why the death penalty isn't useful, because if you deserve to die, like, be in prison for life, that's worse than the death penalty. It is. You just poof and you're done.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, life a mass murderer, life in prison's pretty bad.
It's pretty sucky. But yeah, the dad is like fully convinced. He's like, I'm going to get out of here, though.
Oh, yeah. And the guard is like, could you please tell your husband that there is no escape from this prison? Like,
yeah.
Which is not at all concerning.
Yeah. So then Callum, like, goes to Steffi's house and, like, climbs up into her room.
Yeah.
And then they...
Well, one thing about it was when Callum sneaks in, she runs to lock the door and he...
She's going to run to, like, alert someone.
And I was like, oh, man. Yeah. Like, that's where you go?
Yeah.
So sad. Anyways.
Yeah, and so then they...
Have a night together.
Yeah, they kiss and they admit that they love each other.
No. She admits that she loves him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a big paragraph about this part.
Okay, you go then. Because I just wrote big cuddle.
So in this scene, I think it's in Steffi's point of view.
Yes.
She's realizing that although they hate each other... the reason why they are able to stay together is because they love each other, even though Callum won't admit it. Mm-hmm. And then she realizes and recognizes for the first time that the anger he has towards her is
racial.
Is the anger he has for all crosses, not her. Because he can't be angry at the rest. So, like, we had learned this earlier, and now she is finally, you know, growing up and realizing this for the first time.
Which is, it took was an execution. And so then the next morning, like, the mom comes or something and is like, why is your door locked? You're so weird. And she's like, no reason. And, like, Callum, like, hides in a...
in the bathroom.
Yeah. And so then Sarah, who is the mom's secretary, who's white, she, like, covers for Callum. Mm-hmm. She, like, knows his shoes or whatever.
She's like, get Callum out of here. I'm like, how did you know it was Callum?
I mean...
I love that she knew it was Callum.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then Callum's dad dies in an escape attempt. This book is just like that. Like, it's like, oh, they had a nice moment. Something horrible happens.
And they just deliver it as, like, a news statement.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, it's just like, blah, 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 on this day, blah, 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 Callum McGregor, blah, 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 is dead.
Yeah. Yeah. So Callum's sad.
Very, now very.
His brother's missing. His dad is dead.
His sister's dead.
And his mom is, like, not doing good.
Lost everything.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, so Callum's sad. He can't go see Steffi, and he's not in school anymore, so he just kind of, like, wanders around doing nothing.
All day.
And then
Jude shows up,
his brother. Yay!
He's like, want to make a difference?
Yeah. And then he's like, say bye to mom, we're going to join
the Liberation Militia.
Yeah. And I'm like, Jude, really? You're going to do this to your mother?
Yeah. I'm like, 15. Callum is 15 years old.
He doesn't have anything better to do. And, like, at this point, Callum is, like, he's the son of this
Ryan
bomber.
McGregor.
Like,
like he said in school, this is not going away. This will stay with him forever.
He's got no prospects. Like, no one's going to hire him. Like, he really doesn't have options. And he's pretty angry at Crosses.
Pretty angry.
So, Mariah's favorite trope happens next. Steffi writes a letter.
Why is this my favorite trope? Have I said this
Because anytime someone writes a letter, it doesn't, like, make it to the person or, like, something happens.
Oh, okay.
This one does make it to him. Anyway, Steffi writes a letter to Callum and is like...
Run away with me.
Yeah, and asks Sarah to deliver it. Callum doesn't see the letter right away.
Because he's like, he thinks that the letter's from Sarah. Like, what are you, like...
Why would she write you a letter?
Like, obviously it's from Steffi, you dum-dum.
So then he later reads it, but it's too late.
This is a pretty big trope. He's like running, like, after the car. He's like chasing the car.
But she's gone. She's going to this boarding
school. She basically is like, come and I'll run away with you, or I'm going to boarding school because I
can't stay in this house.
Yeah. And then 3 years passes.
Yeah. So Steffi cries about Callum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She detoxes from her freaking problem.
Yeah, you find out she was like, pretty heavily an alcoholic. You have to detox.
Yeah. And then she joins like a dissident group at her boarding school.
I wrote, this is where Callum needs to be. Yeah. Not the boarding school. But... that group. The dissident group, not the Liberation Militia.
And then, Steffi plans to become a lawyer.
Yeah.
And so it's like, she's kind of getting her life on an okay track.
Like, she's like, I want to make a difference.
I have things I want to do. And
and this is how I will be, like, the lawyer who tried to help
an
innocent white man and fight for justice.
Yeah, like, and it's nice.
High five.
Meanwhile, Callum's rising up the ranks in the Liberation Militia.
And it's not good. To rise up in the ranks, you have to beat up white people and black people.
Yeah.
He has to beat up Crosses, kill Crosses, and it's heavily implied that he goes and kills the girls who beat up Steffi.
Yeah. He goes down the dark path.
And basically, like, says every time he did something, he would just lose more of his humanity until he became ice cold inside.
Callum is, like, doing increasingly risky things because he's a little bit suicidal. Like, he doesn't really care about living.
Yeah, he's reckless because he's hoping to die.
Yeah. And he never sees his mom or Jude.
Like, he hasn't seen Jude since that day. That day. And he hasn't seen mom since that day because he had to, you know, leave her.
what's it called? Radicalization. He's 19.
Really, like, reading these books and looking for their ages, I'm like... yeah! He's only 19!
And then you're like, you have to forgive them for being a little bit dumb.
Because he's 19.
Yeah.
You can be mad at Jude because he was like...
he was 19 when he was being dumb. He was 17.
He was being pretty dumb too.
He's doing his best.
Yeah. I mean, I read the sequel. He continues down a pretty dark path, that Jude boy.
I'm not surprised. Seems set on one. Yeah, so Jude is like a lieutenant of some sort, and he comes to check on their little cell of people. I had like a note that I was like, where does the Liberation Militia get money? Like, how do they afford to do these things?
That's true.
I think they steal it, but like... still a little weird. And so Jude like comes and he still doesn't trust Callum. Like, he's like, you have sympathies for the Crosses. And it's like, he's killed people. Like, dude... So then Steffi comes home from school for like a week and Callum just immediately sends her a letter and is like, come meet me on the beach.
I'm here. Let's catch up.
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And they're planning to kidnap Steffi and hold her for ransom.
That's how they get money.
Yeah, just ransoms. Yeah, so Callum like comes up and kisses her and then the other people like come out and like chase her.
It's really not funny, but it feels funny. It feels like they're like lurking and then they're like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I literally pictured it like he's standing there and she like kisses him and then he like takes a step back and they all kind of like step out from behind him. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So Jude's like, yay, we did it.
Yeah, they captured her and took her to this bunker in the middle of the woods, and they're gonna ransom her.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, we can't trust you. You kidnapped your girl."
Callan like slams him against a wall and is mad at him because he's kind of like gloating and being an asshole.
Yeah.
Or they argue about how to have evidence that she's been kidnapped. But Callum's like,
well, they don't argue. Jude wants Callum to come up with the ideas.
Yeah, because he's like, cut off her finger. Like, like that's what Callum or Jude wants. And Callum's like, no, we can just do her freaking hair and like a bloody piece of clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Callum's like, we can just do a videotape with like today's paper. Like, he has like.
Also, like, I mean, maybe my parents really know my fingers, but if someone cut off my finger and ransomed, like, just sent that, and they're like, we have your daughter, my parents would be like, how do you know that? I don't know. Like, what does my daughter's finger look like? Is that it?
Yeah. Like, do your parents have a record of your fingerprints on hand?
That they can quickly look at the finger and look at the prints and go, it is my daughter.
I feel like a video is way more powerful than just a finger. So, like, Callum tries to get her to do it, and she's, like, being difficult. And then Jude hits her. And Callum is, like, internally struggling this whole time.
Because the fact that they have a relationship is what has kept him from pure hatred for Crosses all of this time. Yeah. And now she's back, and it's bringing back all of the reminders that Crosses aren't just all evil beings, which is what he kind of has tried to
embody thus far. Yeah.
Otherwise it's too hard.
Yeah.
His life.
Yeah. So she tries to convince him not to be evil. And then he yells at her, and then she does what he wants.
Yeah. Is it at this part where they talk? Because, like, I mean, maybe it's not, but they have a few conversations.
I think this is where she's like, maybe don't be a dick.
But she's like, you guys are going to kill me.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're not. We're just going to let you free. And she's like,
No.
You
don't.
You're like, I have seen you all.
Yeah. You're not hiding your faces.
You're not hiding your faces. You're not hiding your voices. They intend to kill me.
Yeah.
Which he's now like, oh.
Oh.
Like,
wait.
He doesn't want to believe her, but it really lines up.
Yeah.
Like, they will all be killed because she knows Callum.
They are, yeah.
She knows Jude, and she can recognize the others.
Yeah. And then Sethi's like, so since they're going to kill me, I want you to be the one.
Yeah, it was in the scene.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, then he sucks on her finger.
Because he, like, puts some blood... He gets blood to put on her shirt.
But why? Why would he suck her finger?
It's hot, Mariah.
That's what I wrote. I was like, is this supposed to be intimate? Or, to me, this is just disgusting.
Yeah, and then Jude's also being weird and sketchy, like, this whole time. And so then Callum's like, yeah, Jude wants to kill her for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he brings her dinner and she throws it across the room.
That's a big trope, too. People love to throw their dinner.
Their captors.
I'm in jail dinner.
Yeah, so then this, like, second-in-command guy shows up. Second-in-command of the whole Liberation Militia. Yes. And I wrote, I bet this is Kamal's guy from the beginning.
I said, how does Sefi not remember him immediately?
Admittedly, that was like 10 years ago.
No, it was 3.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Not that long ago.
Okay, yeah.
It was the day before school, because they were going to school the next day.
Okay, yeah, okay, you're right.
Like, you weren't that young. You were 13. You can't remember the white dude in your house? Like, the only one that's ever been in there that wasn't a servant?
Yeah, and then that guy is like, so Callum, definitely kill her. And Sefi's like, yeah, I guess I'm never going to see my family again. Which I was like, why is this guy being like, definitely kill her?
But they explain it later.
Yeah. Because I was like, if he's working for
then
her
wouldn't
dad,
she want him not to
do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it, yeah. So everyone leaves to do kidnapper things.
And they leave Callum in charge of Sefi.
Yeah. And they have reasons. They have weird,
I don't really know
reasons.
If they were good reasons. I was like, it definitely makes more sense to not leave Callum with Sefi.
Yeah. It was something like, because the guy.
Because Callum, they know Callum's voice.
The dad would know about Callum's voice. So yeah, then Callum like walks in and he's like, I love you. I saw your letter. I ran after the car. and then they kiss, and then they're naked, and then Steffi cries, and they have sex.
Yeah.
And then Jude comes.
And then Jude comes in. I think this was in this moment, because I'm starting to be a little bit more chronological with these notes as I read further in the book. And I have a quote from this scene, this sex scene, that is, if we could love long enough and bad enough and deep enough that the world outside would never, could never hurt us again. Yeah, it was just a nice little reminder of like how love, no matter what, the love they have for each other will never be enough that the world will not hurt them. And then she sobs.
And like that's why she's crying.
Yes.
And Callum. Because
she's finally, Callum has known this all along and has been a terrible communicator trying to tell her this. But she has finally got it.
That, like, they can never be together sort of thing. Yeah.
The world has kept, their world.
Is keeping them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They also, in this scene, just finally, like, this is the scene where they start to describe him as, like, oh, wow, he's a man now.
He's hot.
He's hot. He's got the muscles.
So, yeah, the team comes back and they're like, Layla got arrested. Pete is dead. We didn't really talk about who's in their little cell.
It didn't matter.
Didn't really matter.
It didn't matter.
Only because they died in 3 seconds. Andrew is the second in command guy, but we're just going to keep calling him second in command guy. So
they're fighting.
Yeah.
Jude's like, how could you sleep with her?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. How could you rape her? Because that's what they assume has happened.
Yeah. And so they fight, like Callum and Jude fight, and then she escapes while they're like fist fighting on the ground. And so Steffi's like running through the woods, and then Callum like
is desperate to find her, not to recapture, but to ensure she escapes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And she does successfully escape, and she also reveals through the escape process that Andrew Dorn is second in command, is
her dad's guy.
Yeah. And a spy.
Yeah.
And she lets Callum know.
Yeah, so then Callum goes back and he tells Jude and the other guy that's alive, Morgan. And, like, he's like, I didn't rape her also.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's necessary. Like,
I mean, they really don't believe it. And they're like, they believe that him raping her has really, really condemned them. Like, the kidnapping, well, you know, if we got caught, maybe we wouldn't have died. But now that you've raped her.
Definitely gonna. I was like, I think the kidnapping would have been enough.
Especially in this world. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
But he does help. Like, they do start to believe that the second in command guy is a traitor. Like,
yeah,
he's the only other person who knew about the plan. How did the police know about the plan and kill the guy? And he wanted Steffi to be killed because
Steffi knew who he was.
Yes.
And then,
and he needed to continue to be a traitor.
Yeah. And the reason Jude survived is because, like, last minute he changed plans. And so.
And so the only one who didn't know that was the second in command guy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they trust Callum more.
A little bit. Yeah. And then, big secret reveal, finally. The thing that the mom told Jude that one time in the hospital. Which, like, I was like, oh, this family. Is that they have a cross grandfather.
Yes.
And Callum's like, whoa. And Jude's like, yeah, it didn't affect how much I hate crosses.
It made me hate them more. I didn't understand. I'm like, okay, I guess. It was interesting. Like, Maggie must have really gotten all the white genes. Like, to have a black dad and look completely white.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I don't know, because they never are like, she looked slightly tan. Like,
I wonder if when they were describing them, if that was like a thing about it. Like, because they described the whole family in that scene.
Yeah.
That Maggie does have black hair.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But like, black hair on a white person doesn't make me go, oh, you must have black ancestry.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. And it apparently didn't affect Jude at all. And Callum's like, cool. Whoa. Tips.
Yeah. Thanks for telling me this, like, however many years later. So, yeah, they're like, now everyone wants to kill us, so let's just split up and hide for 6 months.
Yeah, until Callum's 20th birthday.
Yeah. And guess who's pregnant? This is another trope. Have sex one time, immediately pregnant.
It's Steffi.
Yeah, and I think, like, Minnie figures it out kind of before Steffi even acknowledges it herself.
Yeah.
And so Steffi's, like, distressed about it. And they, like, report it on the TV, and Callum learns of the pregnancy.
Yes, they do. Well, I mean, her dad and mom are like, you need to get an abortion. You were raped. Yeah. You need to get rid of this thing. And she's like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So her parents, like, sit her down, and they're like, so we booked you an abortion. And she's like, no.
I wonder if they purposely leak it to get Callum to,
like, come forward or something. Oh, maybe. That would make more sense, because I was like, why on earth would you reveal that? That just seems really weird. Yeah. I guess, like, everyone knows that she got kidnapped, but...
They don't know. She has not revealed to anyone what happened during the 2 days she was kidnapped.
And so. And if she just, like, shows up with a baby 9 months later, like, people would be like, so...
Where'd you get that baby that's half white?
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird how, like, the media is, like, involved. I guess because it's the prime minister's daughter or whatever, mm-hmm. but... So Callum comes, and he comes to, like, see her in the rose garden. Because he's like,
he needs to know, is it the truth?
Yeah.
He also wants to know why she cried.
Yeah. And then she tells him that she cried because they could never be together. And then they discuss names for the baby, briefly. And she's like, I want to call him Ryan after your dad if it's a boy. And Callie Rose...
Well, he says Rose, and then she's like, Callie, after Callum.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was like, what if they have a baby, and it's named Ryan, and then it's just Ryan Callum? These names. So then things immediately go bad. They catch Callum, take him away.
Wait. I think this is important.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm, like, catching up. So when they meet, things go bad. But before things go bad, as they're, like, reminiscing, Callum comments that the ice inside him has 100% fully shattered.
Yeah.
Like, his humanity is
human again.
Yeah. And I thought that was important for, like, what comes next with the conversations he has.
Yeah. That's fair.
But, like, he's back. Mm-hmm. And it says he lets the pain and hope and pleasure and regret and all of his emotions back inside.
Oh.
Maybe you should have kept it off.
Yeah. Yeah, so they take Callum away.
Yeah, the way things go bad is that the dad assumed the kidnappers might try again.
Yeah.
So they had added security, so they knew he was there. And they capture him and put him in jail.
Yeah, and then so Seffi tells her dad that she slept with him. And, like...
And that they love each other.
And he allowed her to escape. And then she slaps him, I think.
He slaps her.
Oh, I wrote that wrong then.
She falls to it. He definitely slaps her and calls her a blanker slut.
Yes. Why did I write she slaps him?
His trial's over.
Yeah.
He's going to be executed. He knew it was going to be over. And the paper just talks about how they think there might be a mole in the Liberation Militia.
Oh, okay.
And so
he's
like, oh, Jude's doing something, hopefully.
He's like trying to convey something to the leader of the Liberation Militia. Yeah. So, yeah, the dad, Mr. Hadley, comes to jail to tell Callum to confess to all his crimes so that his daughter will get an abortion.
Like, basically choose.
If you want to live or if you want your child to live.
And Callum's like, how do I make this choice? What would I do? How would I?
Yeah, and so he makes a choice.
And we don't really know what it is.
And then Seffi also.
The dad goes to Seffi and gives her the same choice. If you get an abortion, I will, you know,
pardon him or whatever. And he'll have life in prison.
And he'll come out.
Oh, yeah, he'll get out. And you can make more kids.
That's what Seffi thinks. Yeah. Seffi's like, maybe we could be together. So what do I pick?
Yeah.
How do I, like, what would you choose?
I think you could have more kids.
But she
I get that they've at this point realized, like, they can't be together.
She also points out, like, even if we could, how soon would we resent each other for knowing that
we'd killed our child to be together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, so Callum is buds with his, like, guard guy.
Cross guard.
Yeah. And Callum is definitely going to die, so he gives a letter to the guy to give to Seffi.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he goes to the...
Okay, wait. I have, like, so much about this.
You're good, because I have nothing. I wrote. <I'm> like... Wow.
Okay, so, well, first, so he's been sentenced to death. Seffi, like, is still, like, pushing, like, he's innocent. I love him. We want to be together. And
she's, like, trying to get that to the press.
And the media's like, no, she just has, like, what is that called?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, they don't call it that. They gave it a different name. Kidnapper, blah, blah, blah. But it was Stockholm syndrome. But Callum was like, why? Like, Steffi, stop. Like, I know my fate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to die. You're only, you know, making your life harder for yourself again. And then he writes this letter. Because they won't let anyone come see him again. Like, he doesn't get to say goodbye to his mom. His mom's not allowed in. Steffi's not allowed in.
His poor mother. My God. This woman.
It's time to die. And the guards come. And he just talks about, like, I have no idea what it's like to die. But he had said, like, he had accepted it. And then the time came. And he's like,
I'm
not ready. And he's just slowly walking. And he's, like, taking in all of the sights and all of the...
Yeah.
And but this was a part of the humanity, because a conversation he had with the guard was interesting. I didn't write it down.
Well, you're gonna do it from memory, I guess.
Oh, here it is. Callum wonders what it would be like if the whites were in charge and the knots were in charge, and the prison guard thinks about it and says, I don't think it would be different, because humans always find a way to mess things up.
Yeah.
Which I was like, here's the point. Like, that to me, that was the sentence that was the point of this entire book for Mallory Blackman.
Yeah. Humans are going to do this, like, no matter what group. Because it's the marginalized one. And
like, how many people in the marginalized group have thought what Callum thought in that moment?
Like, maybe if, and like, we would be better or whatever.
I mean, you can hope. you can hope, but
I know.
I believe Mallory Blackman's right, and that we would mess it up.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then he goes to die, and it's a crowd of people, and he's like, where is she? He was like looking for Steffi. I'm like, oh my gosh, please, please see her before you die, please.
And I put this hood on him, and then he hears her like shouting that she loves him.
And then he shouts back, I love you. And
then he dies.
And then he dies. And I mean, right at that, and then they announce that they did have a baby, and she does. It's a girl. They call it Callie Rose, and she gives it Callum's last name. I also, so you know, I cried again. We talked about this in the last episode. You asked, did you cry when you read this again? And I did. 100%. Did you cry?
No.
But I didn't cry because Callum was dying. Again, I cried. Like, he did kidnap her. That's true. So I was like, he's not technically innocent, but if you're like the one who got kidnapped didn't want him to die, like,
yeah,
so but it's not just innocence. I just started to think, like, how many mothers and wives in our society watch their children die or go to jail.
Oh, Maggie.
For unfairly, unjustly. Yeah. And I was like, reading this book, I was like, I have no idea what it feels like, but this gave me a clearer glimpse. Mm-hmm. Because we don't get to know their lives. And that's the point of reading these stories. We see it on the news, and we're like, that's really sad.
Yeah.
And terrible and wrong. But I didn't read their entire life story.
Yeah.
I don't like, get
leading
the...
up to this point.
And so just because of this story, you get that empathy.
And I think it's also interesting, like, especially this book, reading it as a white person, there's like that little extra bit of empathy for this marginalized group, because you're like, that's my group. Right. And, but I'm like, I wonder also if like, a black person reading this looks at it and they're like, that's the experience I had. So then they feel empathy for this marginalized group. And it's like, it's really interesting that way.
Yeah. And so that is why I cried.
Yeah, that's fair.
Very much.
I think what undercut this for me, like, the emotion of it for me was, like, I was so, like, I was angry, too, right? Like, for them. And so it, like, not that it didn't hit as hard. Like, it hit, and I felt really horrible, but I just was, like, I was still in this, like, injustice mode, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it kind of, like, undercut some of the romance for me, and it kind of undercut some of the sad, like, I don't know, mm-hmm. part of it was mm-hmm. just, like, I was, like, oh, I don't like it.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear some other things that were... there's a thing I want to end it with, too.
Great.
I have a very... So here's some of the other racist things, or, like, big poignant moments that I was like, ooh.
Ooh, we got to talk about it.
Sticks and stones are easier to face than being called something terrible because that can stay forever.
Oof.
I really liked that one because people say that sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Yeah.
And like, it was just a conversation that Sophie and Callum had that actually I would rather be beaten than for you to like say
something like that
because that stays forever.
You still think about it.
Yeah, that was one. How many individuals does it take before it's not the individual who is prejudiced, but society itself?
Yeah. And that's like this whole thing. It's just like each person, like, and you see it with Callum's family, like people folding to like being angry and hateful and just yeah. like.
And like, and she, Sephi points, this is a Sephi quote, and she points out, actually, I don't know how many crosses are really prejudiced, but there's just too many who are afraid of the crosses that are. Mm-hmm. Knots are treated terribly, not trusted, and then the crosses wonder why we hate them so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is my last one.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's not, I don't know, I don't think it's, it wasn't a quote, it was just a comments throughout the book about how Callum is scared every day, all the time, mm-hmm. to just exist.
Yeah.
And again, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what this is like. And this just book made it so much realer.
Yeah, it was really well done. Way to go, Mallory Blackman.
And then the end, my last thing to end, because so she started this book with, I guess, like a poem. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a really good poem.
Okay. Are you going to read the whole thing?
It is. It's very short.
Great.
That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is, but don't you believe them.
Oh, wow. And now we have to rank the hotness of Callum.
Also, he didn't make it to his 20th birthday. They point that out. He never got to 20. Oh, my God.
Is that going to impact his hotness score?
That he's only 19.
Yeah.
Because we definitely have rated young guys lower.
Because they're young.
And we're like, you can't be that hot. You're 19.
I'm going to come out and say, I think Pierrot is still my number one.
We like guys who die young.
I mean,
I think, so here's the thing. If Callum hadn't gone down his violent path, I think there would be like a harder argument.
Yeah.
But he really turned off his humanity and Pierrot never did that.
Yeah.
Pierrot remained wholesome.
Yeah.
But who's number two right now? Is Callum going to need to go in the number two spot?
Will Grayson. Like the thing is, so here's what I struggle with. Like I felt things. Although we disagreed about which Will Grayson it was. I like your Will Grayson more. When I think...
What? You like my Will Grayson more now?
Yeah.
Well, like when reflecting
I think,
back?
When I think about it, I'm like... When I see the word Will Grayson, I think that Will Grayson.
Interesting.
Yeah. The other Will Grayson was just like... Yeah, he was too edgy. He was just fun. I think Callum probably beats Will Grayson.
I put Callum above that, Will Grayson.
Okay, then I will accept that. So he has made number two. Kira's going to be tough to beat. We'll do Callum McGregor.
Callum Ryan McGregor. Don't you forget it.
Oh, it bothers me.
So yeah, thanks for listening to some more heaviness. I think this is also good in terms of the order we've done now, because The Simple Wild's not as heavy, so there's going to be two light episodes between Pierrot and Callum.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right. Yeah, is there any... This one, it didn't have any bad quotes, so we can't really...
I know.
Do that part.
I can't think of, like...
Like a part where you're like...
Well, actually, probably the part that I was like, what? Was when he sucked her finger.
I think, like, the worst part for me was when she was like, I'm going to do a birthday party. And I was like, shut up, Steffi. Steffi, you dumb.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening.